Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Hey, you guys, here we are back for another episode at Sticky Paws Studio, Dating Intelligence, but I'm missing Chris today, so we brought in the fabulous...
Here I am, Harmony Shay in the flesh, baby.
Here we are. So you guys might know her from our Blondes on Adventure page.
Yes.
And she just got back. Where were you?
Okay,
she's been gone for like a month.
This for like a hot second. I went to Wisconsin.
Okay,
me, Vegas girl.
Why?
Wisconsin.
Why Wisconsin?
There's a new person.
Listen to this. A new person
in Wisconsin.
She went on a date, you guys.
It's a whole
freaking date.
I haven't been on a date or had a boyfriend in 13 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's brand new.
And do we have a picture of this?
We do.
This guy.
Shall we? I mean,
yeah, let's put him up.
Let's. Here we go.
Oh, there he is.
He's so cute. He looks like a movie star. I know.
Okay.
Ridiculous, right?
Should we rate him?
All right, let's go, girls. Shall we?
Well, I'm going to introduce our guests really quick.
Okay.
We have Miss Lenny Marie. And
hi.
I want to pronounce your name right. Chantal.
Okay. Beautiful, girls.
So my intro is not as fabulous as Christopher's, so I wasn't even going to try. But let's rate her date.
What do we think,
I'll go
guys?
First. I'll go first and take the heat off. I'm going to give him, you know what? I like the flannel. Okay. I like the smile.
Tattoos. Don't forget.
Tattoos.
He does have the tattoos. Yeah. I don't know about the watch.
Okay.
He might have like lost a point there.
She's like, okay.
And I feel like he's maybe unbuttoned a little low. So
like one more button up, you think?
Maybe.
A little more modest.
It's a little weird.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
I want to just
I'm going to give him an 8. I'm going to give him an 8.
All right, girls, what do we think?
Let's wait
on
date.
The spot. Let's go.
Okay, I feel like his watch could have been on the other arm. Just on like with that gorgeous like arm piece. I feel like you are kind of hovering.
So true.
Okay.
So
kind of distracting from.
Okay, makes sense.
But I mean, like he has a great smile. He has really pretty eyes.
Yes.
Like he's pretty dreamy.
I'm like a tall, dark, handsome person. For some reason, though, when I look at him, he's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Like, he has blue eyes and light hair, and I've never gone for that.
He's still but like a little bit of a dark hair.
The smile.
And she's like, okay, actually.
Dude, I didn't know they
made him to a 9. Yeah.
I didn't know they made him in Wisconsin like that.
Go up. Let's go up. We zoomed in, so.
Yeah.
All right, so average is like at least a 9?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. It's weird. I've never rated a guy. I'm going to be quite honest.
He's so beautiful, though.
I mean,
But hold on. His 10, inside honestly. Matches his
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, and it looks like he
thing.
Has a chest piece there, too, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it was open.
Maybe I should just rip that off.
Okay.
Okay, so, moving on.
Yeah. So she went on a first date, you guys, and spent like over a week there.
Oh, wow. like
first,
a week and a half.
First date.
Okay,
week.
So here's the story. Jamie had met him like about almost 2 years ago. She went to like a foundation he ran, and then he saw me on her story and he started following me, but his page was private. So all I saw was like his tiny little icon.
Oh.
And I thought he was really cute from that. But we thought maybe he had a girlfriend, and we're both very respectful to relationships and stuff. So it was just like here and there comments, DMs.
Yeah.
And then like a month and a half ago, it was a little more than that. And now I flew to Wisconsin to meet him for the first time. We have all of that on video. I should have probably sent that to you. But
wow.
We set up the first time we ever saw each other, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a first date in, like I said, over a decade.
And it's going strong.
That's amazing.
So, like, insanely strong. Yeah, and
it's very spontaneous.
Yeah. So it's exciting. Like a whole different life for me. So, yeah. So, I'm living a new reality.
Yeah, I love it. And then what do you have coming up next?
Oh, God. So, guess what?
Guess what?
We're going to Bali.
What?
He's and coming to Bali.
Yeah, she's bringing the new.
He's coming to Bali. He's doing a shooting competition with her. They're both competing. And
oh, wow.
It's
Is
our
that
first.
How you knew him?
Yes, from like the shooting community.
Right. Yeah. And so it's our first trip together. It was my first trip there, Wisconsin. He's coming here tomorrow already to meet my family. Birthday. So like it's a crazy whirlwind romance.
I love
but
that.
It's exciting. Incredible. And I have a whole group chat actually with all my friends because they need updates constantly. And they're like, this is like the notebook. Like it's the craziest.
Oh my God, that's so
thing. So it's brand new for me. So yeah, we're exploring, and thank God I have her to coach me through. She calls me her, what do you call me? Padawan?
Yeah. I've never seen Star
Ever.
Wars, but I'm like, listen up.
Listen up, young Padawan. Yeah. So that's the intro to my life currently.
Yeah. And then it just kind of like flows into like our topic. So today we're going to be talking about the 11 dating rules that you should probably try and follow, but it's according to Women's Health. So these aren't my rules, but this is like according to like Women's Health. Like when we date, like these are supposedly like the top 11
which is probably
standards.
Helpful to me in a new relationship because I haven't had one in such a long time. So
yeah,
we need your opinions to help me.
So we're going to like chime in on this, and we're going to start with number one.
Kay.
And it says that you should date multiple people at once.
Mm. Let's start with you. What do you think about that?
I hate saying this, but I say this on our podcast so much. Like, it really depends. It depends what your goal is. Are you trying to get out there and just start dating? Then I think yes. Like, go out on multiple dates.
Okay.
And until you have, like, the commitment to where you're saying, okay, we want to be exclusive, then you stop dating the other people. But I think it's good to, like, especially if you haven't dated in a long time. I know your situation's a little different. You're a little head over heels already.
Yes.
You're deep. You want it. It's going to be exclusive. Are you guys exclusive already?
Okay. Backstory real quick. I had been married for over a decade.
Wow.
And then I've been single, and that was a whole different thing. And so, like, I've dated some crazy people. I actually think I escaped a serial killer. But besides that.
We're going to need a whole nother episode on that.
Yeah, that's a whole nother series. But then when I met him, it was just a different feeling than I felt before. So I feel like I don't
date
multiple
apply
people
to you.
At once. I feel like now at this point, it doesn't apply. But in the beginning, maybe, because it was new.
Yeah, and to kind of get your feet wet and see, like, what do you want, what do you don't want. And that's what I always think is so important with dating is figuring out what you don't want. Because people are like, oh, I want this and this and this. But until you date a couple people or you have some experience, you're not going to know what you don't want.
Yeah.
Especially after being with one person for such a long time, you need to figure
out reset.
Where you're at that point,
absolutely.
Right? Because you feel a little bit different. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you think date multiple people.
Yeah.
I think everyone should at some point in their life, you know, unless you are really happy with, you know, just dating one person, then like,
unless it
like
clicks.
You said, it's like cliche to say it depends, but it's true.
Yeah.
Until.
Okay. Yeah.
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 I agree. I think that you should be like open to exploring and dating, but then once like you felt like you had a connection right away, so you kind of cut it off.
Yeah. And I didn't feel like that prior with anybody
else. And it's not like really he was the first person you dated and then you just like clung to him. So
it's just until you feel that feeling.
Connection.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree. All right, let's go on to number two. Mm. Keep dates short. What do you think about this?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, and what was the consensus?
Well, is it a first date or just in general?
I think first date.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah,
first date.
Okay. Keep it short.
Think?
Once again, I think it depends.
I think you feel it out. But it's so funny. We literally just talked about this last week, and we're like, the rule of thumb is like less. 1 hour, but we thought that seemed like way too short.
Wait, less than 1 hour?
That's what like the recommended, like according to, I don't know, maybe
like
not Women's Health. But
okay.
You know, some suggestion that was like, oh, keep it about 1 hour. But we thought like, that's not fucking enough time.
I don't think
unless
that's
it's going terrible.
Time,
unless it's going terrible, but maybe, but also like, we know like people that have had really long, terrible dates and they can't get out of it. And it's like 3 hours and they're
and
like,
it's awkward.
It's yeah. it's terrible. I want to leave, but I don't want to be rude, okay, you know, that like that sense. Type of thing. So I think it just depends, but you give yourself time. Like, what did I say? Like, don't plan a date when you have to go to work right after.
Oh, remember? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, don't have a like, cutoff time.
Don't have a cutoff time. Okay. Give yourself some flexibility,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know if a set time even makes sense.
Exactly. I don't think it really does either. I mean, I think a good idea for a first date too could be just going to coffee. So yeah. then you know yeah. if it's going good, then you know. But
you
if
can
not,
extend
then it's not
it.
Like you're stuck
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like,
dinner.
Oh, now let's go on a hike or let's like yeah. go do something yeah. versus like you're doing just one
So you
thing.
Think kind of like have the day open mm-hmm. at least and then start with something. And then if it goes longer because you're enjoying it, let it go longer.
Yeah,
that's what okay. I think.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. good.
I think I like to set a time limit for myself.
Do you? She wants
She's
to
like,
be
I'm
out.
A busy woman yes. and like I have a tight schedule.
She tells me when to call. She's like, you call in 1 hour if you don't hear yes. from me.
Yes, and then that's like there. My out. So I am always like, hey, I would love to meet up with you. And I always do the coffee,
mm-hmm.
but I just want to be upfront. I only have like an hour.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
Like almost like, hey, I'm giving you my time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like one, be mindful of it. And two, like you better woo me because you only got an hour and then I'm out.
But
then
what if you enjoy it so
okay,
much in
so
that
then
hour?
If you do, then you can always stay.
Okay.
But if you don't, then you already like kind of have your out and you've let him know like up front, like, hey, I do want to see you. Like I'm interested, but I only yeah. have, you know,
but
an
would
hour.
You have blocked longer after
100%.
That hour?
Well,
so you could if you
most
want
of
to.
The time it. Yes. Yes.
Okay. But you say you have the hour. Okay.
And
that's
I think
a good
sometimes
tactic.
I think like less is more because you want to see them again. You kind of yeah. want to keep them like coming back. Not that it's a game, but like we all are like, you know, busy and have things to yeah. do. So, and I'm just a firm believer and not like everyone deserves like access to us. Like our
yes.
time is so limited. So if I'm giving you my time as they're like giving me theirs,
yeah.
then let's make it worthwhile. And then we can decide like, hey, do I want to see you again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's so. Actually taught me this is just like to not let everybody have access to you.
Yes.
And
this sounds
I think
so
it is.
Familiar.
No, I'm glad she taught me that. That's an important thing, I feel like, because your time is valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not wrong. So
I feel that even way for friends, for family, for everyone, all relationships,
yeah.
not just dating. Like your time is valuable and you can't let people like take advantage of it.
You're right.
It's mm-hmm. the one thing that we can't get back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I think that you should be picky and choosy and who gets it.
Yeah. Young yeah. Padawan has learned this.
All right, on to the next,
okay,
guys.
Okay,
number 3. It says, be upfront from the start about wanting a relationship.
Mm.
All right, we'll go back to you. Let's see.
Mm.
What do you think?
I think if that's really what you're seeking, then I think, yes, your intentions should be clear. You shouldn't be like, oh, yeah, like, you know, and pretend that you're okay with maybe a one-night stand or, like, being somebody's side or non-commitment if you're really actually trying to get in a relationship.
Right.
Because then I feel like you'll spend the entirety trying to change that person into wanting what you want. And I just feel like that's a bad start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So be honest. Do you agree with that?
I do, but I do think if you say that like on a first date, it might scare someone. You know?
Okay.
So.
No,
well,
that
I,
makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
yeah. So maybe fill it out before you state that that's mm-hmm. something. That's
yeah.
your goal.
Yeah.
Like you come out of the gate and you're like, yeah, I'm looking for
I
want to
get married
yeah.
and have some diamonds.
But I mean, like if somebody asks you, I feel like it's one thing to
be honest.
Like
okay.
if somebody asks you, are you okay with like non-commitment or are you yeah. okay with just like meeting up on the weekends?
Like,
you know,
like
somebody
dating.
That just wants to like, yeah, somebody that just wants to like woo you into their bed on Saturday night, you know, like
okay.
if they just ask you, then I feel like it would be good to be like, be real.
Yeah, this
yeah.
is
you
what
know,
I'm
like,
looking for.
Yeah, I'm looking for something okay. a little bit more than that.
Yeah,
yeah.
If they ask.
I don't want to waste
yeah,
my time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
Agree. What do you think?
I agree with that 100%. Like, kind of like what you said, just don't initially just be like, by the way,
yeah.
I want to get married.
And have like 5 children.
Yeah. But like, but if it is asked,
yeah.
be fully honest
asked.
About your intentions, for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah,
same? Yep, I agree.
All right, number 4. Avoid talking about exes on early dates. Okay, this is a weird one for me, only because we've talked a little bit about this, and I feel like I hate when people talk about exes. Like, we're together and this is our future. Like, mm-hmm. we're the relationship, right? So I don't want to hear about, like, other people you dated unless it's something I can learn, like, about triggers from you and that's beneficial to our relationship. So if, like, an ex has done something to you or there's things I need to know in that regard, yes, 100%, like, tell me about that so I can learn and we can work through that. And I need to tell you about things that I've gone through and why I feel the way I do about certain subjects. But, like, I've had somebody that I've dated that just, like, constantly talked about an ex and was unbeneficial. Like, it was just, there's no value except you're just, like, almost obsessed with your ex. That's weird to me, unless it's beneficial. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with that 100%.
Okay, so only if it's, like, a beneficial piece of information.
Yeah. And if it's relevant. That you want to, you know, yeah.
Yeah, if it's relevant and it can help us in our relationship, but don't constantly, like, bring up people you've dated
for. Yeah, and especially not on the first few dates. I just feel like there's no place for that. Yeah. Like, you're on a first date and they're like, oh, yeah, I just got out of a really bad relationship. It's like,
Okay.
Thanks for sharing. I feel like it kind of takes it a few steps back.
It does.
And I feel like what you're saying is so true about it being beneficial, but I feel like there's a time and a place, and it's not right when you're getting to know somebody.
Not the first few dates.
Yeah,
right?
Not at
like,
all.
Have you had any experiences with this?
Guys, I'm so bad about this because I'm probably guilty of it. I mention my ex probably a lot. But only in the context of learning, because I'm trying to, like, provide, like, hey, just so you know, like, this is something that happened and it didn't work for me. Like, I didn't like it. So sometimes I'll ask, the current guy I'm dating, I'm like, hey, do you think I mentioned so-and-so a lot? And he goes, I mean, you're only, like, down to, like, once a week now. And I'm like, shut up.
I love the honesty,
like,
though.
Really? And he's like, yeah, babe. And I'm like, fuck. So I need to be, like, better about it. Okay. But he's such a great sport about it. And I ask a lot of questions about his ex, but only so I can learn. So yeah. I'm like, when you say, like, for example, he'll be like, yeah, she was just, like, so moody. So then I'm like, okay, what does that mean? Like, what does moody mean to you?
To you, yes.
Because I don't want to, like, come off as moody. So it can mean a bunch of different things. Like, is she grumpy in the morning? Like, was she blah, blah, blah? So I ask a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. So. I feel like you're like that too, Lenny. Like, you would want to know questions.
Yeah, like, if you ask, then I think it's...
Yeah. So okay. I'm, like, more of the asker. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes maybe I volunteer a little too much. But it's never, like, for... Like, I think for, like, the wrong reasons, it's just to, like, share context. Like, hey, I didn't like this. Like, he would do this a lot for me. And, Or if you want something, like, if I want something, I'm not going to say, I think this is not good. Because no guy likes to be compared to another guy.
Yes.
So I'm not going to
say. No girl likes it.
Yeah, we don't like that either.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't
want that. So if I want, like, coffee every morning, like, delivered to me, I'm not going to be like, hey, so-and-so used to bring me coffee every single morning. Yeah.
You'd be like, I'd really love it if you brought me coffee.
Yeah, like, that's how I would say it. But I'm not going to say he did it, because if I was on the receiving end of that, I'd be like, well, I'm not fucking bringing you coffee. You know what I mean?
Like, no, I'm not going to repeat what the ex did.
Absolutely not.
Like, so, when it's, like, things that I didn't like, then sometimes I'll share. I'll be like, hey, so this kind of showed up a lot, and it would make me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So it was, like, an issue.
I think that's a really positive thing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because, like you said, it's, like, very constructive.
If it's beneficial to your relationship and the health of your relationship, but not detrimental to where it's just, like, I'm bringing up my ex, and, like, it makes you feel weird. Like, why?
Yeah.
If it's not helpful, don't do
Nothing
it.
Nothing worse than being compared to your ex when it's a positive either.
Oh, like, why?
Yeah, no.
Why are you telling me this?
Well, we don't want any exes to be pretty or good.
Really?
Excuse me.
None of that. We're good.
So,
all right. Let's take the next one, Jamie.
Am I next or are you next?
You're next on, I think, five. We're on five.
It says, pay more attention to follow through than advanced planning.
Ooh,
that's very interesting.
Harmony, I'm gonna let you. Let me with
take
this one.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like we all in our minds do have some sort of an advanced, like, planning, right? Like, we all kind of have a goal or, like, things we want to achieve, but, like, I think actions speak louder than words. And that's something that, like, I am the type of person who, like, I kind of just deal with things, but, like, I need to start paying attention to the actions. And so if somebody, and I told myself from now on, because of my past relationships, I'm going to do that. It's just like, if what you're saying is not followed up by your actions, I can't believe it. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. So, like, I need to see the actions nowadays in my life. That is important. How do you guys feel about that?
I mean...
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Like, you need to see it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just like, words can only go so far, and they're beautiful and they make you feel good. But if it's not matching, there's an issue. And like I told her when I started like dating again, I'm going to pay attention to stuff like that. And if I don't see it, I got to go. You know what I mean? Like I need to see it now in my life.
So I think if your partner's like, hey, babe, I really want to take you to a nice dinner, or you guys are talking before, and then you end up at Chili's, like to me, that's like,
so
what are we doing?
funny story. We're just going to touch on.
I feel like it creates mistrust moving forward.
She's right.
So if you can't like follow through, or like, don't say it.
Don't say it. And she's right. We went on this Hawaii trip, and, I personally, like, I grew up going to Motel 6s and whatever, but we went to this Hawaii trip, and like, I like to save money on like where I'm staying, just because I feel like we can go out to a dinner and have excursions and stuff like that with that money. She is more high end, which I love. So like, we balance each other, but she had asked me this funny question because we kind of look like we were in a jail cell.
We were in the Roach Motel.
Okay. It looked like we were in jail.
I'm not even lying.
All right. All right. I tried to ease our way into this, but there were roaches.
There was homeless people outside of our freaking condo.
We made friends with them.
With the homeless people.
We made friends with Ren and Stimpy. Ren and Stimpy.
Yes.
Okay. But we did.
And there were, I'm not lying, there were a few cockroaches in our room.
We had roommates that were cockroaches.
So she's never picking the room again.
Okay. So she blocked me on that. But while we were there.
But the point,
she said, Harmony, would you be okay with your guy taking you to a place like this? And at first I did answer yes, only because of how I grew up, and like I'm not bougie, like I love Walmart, like, okay. But she paused and she got silent, so it made me stop
and stared at her.
She stared at me,
gave her
guys the evil eye, and so I was like, no, I'm not okay. And she goes, yes, young Padawan, this is correct, right answer. So basically, she told me, like, that needs to be my standard. And I understand what she's saying. She is saying that, like, somebody I'm going to date, like, should value me and my worth and, like, not take me to a place like that, like, on vacation. What do you guys think about that? Because I feel like I'm half and half. Like, I understand what she's saying, and I do want that from my person. But I also am still okay.
She's like worried. She's like, I don't want them to think I'm a gold digger.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, there's no such thing as a gold digger.
Yeah.
Hell
people,
yes.
Like, there's no such thing. I hate it when people are like, gold digger. Gold digger, motherfucker, stay in your lane. If you can't fucking afford her, get the fuck out.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, no one's like, you're supposed to be courting her. Like, you don't, if you can't afford to go to Hawaii, don't go. Just wait. It's okay. Like, let's just keep going on dates. And once you can afford to take her to a nicer place, then take her. It could be middle ground. I'm not saying the Ritz.
Yeah.
But definitely not the Roach Motel.
No.
The jail cell. Yeah.
Oh, I wish we should have added photos.
I wish.
Oh, my God. Did you guys take photos of the roaches?
Not the roaches, but she took a photo with the homeless guys. She ended up loving them by the end of the trip, too, because they became our friends.
Oh, we delivered them food every day, guys.
So we'd finish eating, and we're we should bring it to our friends.
Bring it to our buddies, Ren and Stimpy, which we named them.
But I mean, I would have to agree with Jamie on this one.
Okay.
I feel that you should, and I don't just mean about like where they take you, but the follow through. 100%. Your actions have to match your words, because like you said, words only go so far. So you can be like, oh, I love you this and I love you that. But then if they treat you like shit or they talk down to you, then that doesn't match up with the
promises,
false promises. There's nothing I hate more than false promises. Like, don't tell me sweet nothings and give me shit for breakfast. Like,
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you agree. Same thing. For sure. It is.
Yeah.
Okay. I just, in that only instance is, like I said, like, I feel like, again, I would be okay staying in a cheaper place and going and doing more fun things.
Yeah. See, I would agree with that sentiment, but to a degree, not the Roach Motel.
Okay. Not roaches and Delta.
So middle ground. You're like, I do $10,000 somewhere to stay. Okay, $10,000 to stay here for the week in Hawaii, or $3,000 to stay here. Then I would maybe do the $3,000. I would maybe get a condo or an Airbnb.
But still higher than Roach Motel.
But like, not Roach Motel. Okay. So you gotta like,
right.
There's a little give and take all there. Yeah, pick your battles.
Okay, that makes sense. All right.
This ad has been sponsored by Tactile Games. So in between coaching sessions and business meetings, I have been enjoying this awesome new game called Lily's Garden. And it's totally in my wheelhouse because it plays out like a telenovela where Lily inherits her great aunt's garden and home, and she has to navigate the joys of gardening while meeting new friends and love interests. It's this match two puzzle game where you match and collect flowers to earn these stars in order to help renovate, design, and create your own gorgeous gardens. For me, it's been a great way to relax and take a moment out of my hectic day. Plus, I get to use all of my dating skills to help spark romance in Lily's life where she's learning about her family history. And the best part of this game is that there are no pop-up ads, which I always feel takes you out of the moment. So if you guys are up for something different and fun, with a little bit of twists and turns and mystery, Lily's Garden will definitely be right up your alley. With over 8,000 puzzle levels and more added each week, take a moment to download Lily's Garden for free today on iOS and Android to discover how many mysteries and romance one garden can hold. And see if you can unravel all of her new stories. Because I know when I'm playing this game, I'm so excited about figuring out who's Lily's next romantic partner will be. All right, check it out.
We're on to number six, you guys. Don't feel obligated to send a thank you text. Okay, I am an over appreciator. Like, I'm extremely grateful. And I probably say thank you where it's kind of annoying, honestly. Like, I say thank you all the time because I want somebody to know my gratitude. She knows all the time. Like, she's annoyed. She's like, shut up. You already said it five times. But like, I want somebody to know that I'm so grateful. So what do you guys think about not feeling obligated to send a thank you text?
Not feeling obligated.
I guess it depends on the context, right? Like, what is this, a thank you text, like, after a
nice
date?
Okay, so say they took you to a dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
so,
like, nice
after dinner, do you follow up with a thank you text?
Yeah. What would you say?
I would. I'd be like, thank you for dinner. I had a really great time.
If
you know?
You had a great time.
Yeah. So if you didn't, would you just be like, bye, good night?
I mean,
Nothing?
I'm not sure.
Most likely, I'd probably say thank you after the dinner.
Lenny, if you did not have a good date, though, would you follow up with a thank you?
Not if it was not a good date.
You would just, go into your home, and that was it? Not one word.
She would send a thank you text.
100% I would.
If it was a nightmare date, she would sent a thank you text to the serial killer. Did you send a thank you text to the serial killer?
The serial killer disappeared after that night. So there was no way to send a thank you text, but I would have.
Yes.
Even to a guy who was going
to
murder me.
Not to put you on the spot, do you feel like you're a little bit of a people pleaser?
100%. Yes.
Yeah. And that's something that I feel like I used to do.
I own it. I know.
Are you Pisces?
Okay. I'm aware.
Are you a Pisces?
I am a Leo.
Okay. Wait, how did you get through that then?
Yeah.
A lot of self-reflection.
Okay.
Therapy. I'm a big firm
believer in therapy. I go to therapy and
I love it. I love therapy. I think everyone should do therapy.
100% agree.
People are like, oh, I don't have problems. Like, bullshit.
We all have
problems. We all do.
All have
problems. We can all be better. We can all be better. And I think that therapy makes you better because it makes you reflect in and be like, okay, what can I do differently?
Yeah.
And I mean, I would send a thank you after a good date if it was a good date. If it wasn't a good date, no, I wouldn't say thank you. But I feel like it's an
therapy
affirmation.
Therapy helped you, though, like, not feel like you needed to people please?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Because usually people pleasing has like a negative core belief tied to it that you probably imprinted on yourself when you were a child.
Yeah.
So something in your past happened and you were triggered and people pleasing was like your love.
Yeah.
You know, like it's tied to like a lot of like self-worth and love and like feeling like other people's happiness comes before yours. And so it's like kind of erasing that, replacing that with a new core belief and just like practicing and repeating.
I agree. That's something I'd like to work on. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I think it is like something, it's a trigger from your past that needs to be healed. So it's going to continue to
come up for you.
I address it.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like the worst. I'm not going to say it's like the worst thing that you have to correct, but it's something that you will benefit you and you'll feel like really better about yourself. You, it's for you.
Not somebody else.
Exactly.
100%. I agree.
And I always say, like, look, if you don't value yourself and your worth, mm-hmm. why would anybody else?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think it's so important. And it gets like a negative connotation at times, but we have to learn to put ourselves first.
And love yourself before mm-hmm. somebody else can love you.
Yeah. Yes. I so believe that. And I know it sounds cliche, but to be honest, almost all the cliche things are fucking true.
They are. Mm-hmm. No, you're
sorry,
right.
I'm dropping the F bomb a lot.
Yeah. No, it's like,
drop that. I love it. Girl. We never scared. We never scared.
All right. What number are we on, Jamie?
7, I think.
Yeah, number 7. Kay. It says, give them 2 weeks to reach out again.
Ooh.
2 weeks.
Too long.
That's too long.
Yeah. That's like answering. I mean, honestly, if someone waited 2 days, I would think they're not interested.
You'd be like,
right.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. So 2 weeks, 100%. Yeah, right. No way. No. 2 days, I'm still like a negative.
I agree with you.
Honestly,
on that.
I would expect like right the away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're like, I'm not into the games. I don't want to play any games. Mm-hmm. So, like, hit me straight. Like, either you're into it or you're not. And I love to be, like, pursued. Yes. So, like, I want to know that, like, my guy is, like, obsessed with me.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I love it.
Agreed. Leos are...
Are you both Leos?
We're both Leos.
We're a week apart, so...
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
We're lions.
Yep.
We're
we pounce.
Actually, you guys are?
Apart. Yeah, we're actually 2 weeks apart.
Yeah. What's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
Yeah.
Aries. Okay. Okay.
But we're, like, just close, like...
Yes. Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on. wait at least a few dates to have sex.
Yeah, ooh, Harmony.
Big one. We gonna come at you now.
Let's go. Come on, Linny.
Throwing it right at you, Linny. Let's go.
You know what? I think this one, it really depends.
Okay.
Case I do by case. Think ideally, yes, but I've known people that have had sex on the first date and they ended up getting married.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So, you feel it.
Yeah. Okay. So I think it just depends. Feel it out.
All right.
But I do think ideally, you know.
Try to.
Yeah.
I think ideally, yes, because I think that just giving everything right away, unless there's like some like crazy spark and you guys are fucking in the Notebook and you know it's raining and you're making
funny
out
you mention that.
And it's so hot and you're in the moment and you're both connected and you can both feel it, that's one thing. Like, but going out on a dinner date and going back to his house and having sex on the first date, nope, not without those but
like
massive
somebody
fireworks.
Picks you up from the airport after you haven't met and I don't know. What about that instance?
Were you wearing panties?
Maybe not.
Probably not.
In your case, a long distance thing. You're like getting to know each mm-hmm. other, communicating like that, so that I'm sure the intention was building up. Fuck yeah, I probably would fuck on the first date.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they made it back to the house.
Maybe 10 minutes. Maybe, I don't
do
know.
Do you see what I'm saying? That's so the spark. Yeah. Like, that's the spark. Yes. That's the connection. You guys
that's
have the connection.
That's different than like I met him
there.
Naturally.
Yeah, you like that's met him on Tinder and you showed up and you went to dinner and then you decided to fuck. Like, that's not exciting. There's no fireworks in that.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I like it.
We're going to bleep all this
out. Okay,
I'm going to write a book about this later.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Who plays you in your movie?
You. Look at my 100%. You're hired. Done.
My little squirrel moment. Okay. You're next.
Okay. Don't freak out about... You're cool. About who pays?
Like, she's so uncomfortable.
I think that you have to answer this first.
We're going
to
let you go first with this, Harmony.
Uncomfortable. Not doing well. Okay.
Okay. Water.
Light or a drink? George?
George calling you in.
Got it. Racks out of water.
Okay. What's the number for 911?
I can feel the heat from over here.
So, okay.
Come on, Harmony.
Okay. Okay. I make my own money, okay?
Like we all do.
I've done really well for myself, but the last few people I have dated, it has bothered me to feel like I am financially like
supporting them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it bothers me. Like, I want somebody, and it's not again the whole gold digger crap, but it's just like I'm not a gold digger. I can make my own money, mm-hmm. and I have my own money, and I work really, really hard. But like, yes, it'd be nice to have a partner who, when they say they're going to take care of me for the rest of my life, they do that. And to me, that looks like me not necessarily always pulling out my card. Not that I always am, but like
she is.
Okay. I always have in my life. I always have. And it makes me uncomfortable. And like, then I balance the weird thing of just like, I don't want to be labeled as a gold digger. I don't feel like I am. I know I can pay myself, but also like, I want a dude, a man who's gonna be financially stable, who's going to support me and follow through with saying he's gonna take care of me for the rest of his life. And I don't feel like that is wrong. And I don't want to feel bad about that.
I mean, we need to really work on this gold digger thing with you.
I don't like the
you
word.
You fucking shop at Ross.
I love Ross. And I love the Dollar Tree so much.
She's not in Chanel picking out the newest fucking bag.
She's the only reason I'm in Chanel.
Okay, you know what? I feel like... I feel like there's some similarities between us right now because
I mean, I sometimes am cheap. I'll shop at Ross or Target.
I don't
or
mind
like
going
Mrs.
in there.
Sheen or like Fashion Nova. And she's like
trying to get me into fucking Versace. Her. And I'm like,
I have Chanel shoes. Yeah, I've never had them in 30-something years. Guys, never had Chanel in 30-something years till this one.
I said, it's your birthday. We're spoiling
you. No, she did. She did. So we went shopping. Yeah. We had all the glasses and all the shoes and all the bags. Yeah. And like, I love it. I do feel good in it.
Like, she shows up and people are like, who are you? And
you
who
have
is your
no
sugar
I had 100
daddy?
Questions.
It's me.
100 questions of Jamie's influencing you, isn't she? Your nipples are out.
But like in my defense, like the same, my skirt is Sheen. So yeah. Literally yeah. My yeah. Skirt. So it's not like it
my
has
dress
to be all
is
name
from
brand.
Her.
Yeah. So that's Revolve. That one was probably
recycled
like $400.
So, yeah.
I love that. Okay. But I don't think that you're wrong for one. Okay. And I don't think that's the... I agree with Jamie. I think gold digger is such, it's a such very unnecessary term. I don't agree with it.
From wanting a guy to like be able to pull out his
card.
No, not at all.
Because you make your own money. Yeah. You are capable of paying yourself. You want someone to match you, to compliment you. Not necessarily like that they have to take care of you, that they're capable of taking care of you.
And I want them to
want
choose to,
and
they're excited. Yeah. Like, I feel like my man is fucking excited to, like, he'll be like, babe, like, take the weekend off. And I'm like, I love to work and, like, earn money. But he's going to be like, take the weekend off. And he would Venmo me, like, a couple grand. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's
I feel so
nice.
Guilty.
Yeah.
But I'm like, he so values my time. Or like, I invited him to Key West. I always pay for like the room in Key West. Yeah. And I know that it's going to be a big trip. So where I want to stay, I'm dropping $5,000 to $7,000 for the week. He swoops in, pays the thing. And I'm like, so I Venmo him. He sends it back.
See,
he's like, no.
I think I want that now in my life.
You deserve it. But until you feel like you ultimately feel inside that you deserve it, you're going to continue to push it away.
I think that's what I'm doing
is I feel
guilty.
Guilty all the time. Yeah. I'm like, because she feels like she's not deserving. And I think it's something that
therapy.
Yes.
Therapy. It's magical. It is.
So
and it's really fast.
We go to dinner. This guy invites her to dinner, picks us up, and I'm like, I would have been fine going home. The check comes and she freaking pulls out her card. I'm like, oh, hell no. I wanted to like flick her card out of the way.
She said, Padawan.
We didn't ask to come here. Like, it's almost like he asked to like treat us. Why are you freaking paying? And then he allows it. So then it was like a strike two for me. Yeah. So I'm like, if you're courting her, it's been less than a month, and you're the one that wanted to take her to dinner. Why would you ever allow her to like
to pay?
Yeah.
And it's happened a lot like with me. And I feel like maybe I'm just now just like, that's just how guys are.
No.
And I shouldn't feel like that. No. But it's like taking me some training to be like.
Some training.
Yeah, to not reach for the check. You know, and I've been like that.
My card.
Were you like that in the beginning?
Yes.
Okay, you pulled your card out to try.
Yeah,
and
I would do that
you?
For everyone, like for family, for friends.
Me too.
I just feel like, okay, always. Like I know, like I do well for myself. I also love to work. I love to make money. I like to be busy. And so I'm just like, oh, you know, a lot of times I'll just want a treat.
Me
like,
too.
Oh, like, oh, I'll just pay for dinner, you know?
And it feels awkward not to, almost in a weird
sometimes,
way, because it's that awkward, like, who's going to pull out their card?
It depends who invited. I think in a dating context, if he invited you there, he should have been paying.
Okay.
It'd be different if you were like, hey, I really want to take you here. Yeah. And you initiated the date and you were wanting to treat him. Then I feel like that's acceptable.
Okay.
Don't you?
That agree? Makes sense.
Yeah.
Like,
I do.
It's okay to treat each other.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I think I'm dating. Beginning. Yeah. I'm dating a guy that would just, he's so like old school. He would never allow it. So even though, and sometimes I'm like, don't rob me of the pleasure of like giving to you, because it's nice for us to like give back, especially when he does so much for me. But to this day, he just will not have it. Like, I'll put my card in and he will pull it out and cancel the transaction. So I will say that it's
nice.
So it's nice. It's and I've really never nice. Had a guy like that. So I genuinely like appreciate it.
Yeah. So can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Are you an acts of service for love? Like, what's your love language?
No, mine is physical
Yours
touch.
Yours is physical touch. Okay.
100%.
Wow,
I'm physical
I love that.
Touch.
Are you guys both physical touch?
Words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation are nice.
Yeah.
See, what are you? Not words of affirmation at all.
You're like, that does nothing
I like it.
For
I
me.
Need to know I'm loved.
I'm physical touch and time. Well, no.
Time. What's yours?
Ooh, time.
What would you say?
I feel like I'm acts of service, and I'm a little bit of all of them, but I love, like, fill my gas with a car. Like fill up my car. Like, bring me coffee in the morning.
It
like,
makes you
that
feel
makes
loved.
Me feel amazing. Like, coffee in the morning, like, that's it. That's, like, all I need. Like, you just made my day. Like,
pizza will make my day. I don't need no flowers. Bring me some pizza.
Yes. Food, coffee, like, do something nice for me. Okay. Like, if we're in a relationship, like, do some of the duties. Like, don't expect, like, both people to work and then you to fucking do everything.
Take care of things.
Somebody to do it.
Yes.
Take care of something that needs to be taken care of. Like, that shit makes me feel good.
What about you?
I would say physical touch and words of affirmation.
Okay,
for sure.
Same.
Yeah.
Same as me.
Okay. I feel like words of affirmation are lower for me. It's like...
Yes, that's probably
like,
the lowest.
Like, acts of service, physical touch. Obviously, like, attention kind of goes with physical touch. Like, make me feel wanted.
Yeah,
of like,
course.
Don't just, like, treat me like... You know, like meh.
Yeah. Hey, you want to feel loved.
Yeah, you
want to
feel like desired.
Right?
Yes, desired.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm all about like busting down the door and grabbing me by my hair.
Ooh.
Being like, get up here.
Oh, yeah.
Demanding.
Right?
So you like to be a little submissive.
Yeah.
Like, all right, but. Jamie, number 10.
It says, feel free to do some of the planning yourself.
We take charge, you and I. We are leaders.
Yeah.
We do that.
I have no problem saying, like, what I want. But I'm open. But I also feel like in the first, like, few months, they should be doing a lot of the planning.
Okay.
Like, what if they're... like trying to court you and be with you. But
like,
we can like, I love to like suggest and be like, hey, I really want to do this. Or what are your thoughts on like X,
Y,
and Z?
I think because we're so capable of doing it and it's natural for us to be leaders, when somebody else does it, it's hot to us.
Mm-hmm.
That they're just taking the reins and telling us what is going on.
Yeah,
and
this
we're
is
like,
what we're doing.
Yes. Heck yeah.
I'm
going to
let you do that for a second.
Because we plan everything. So I'm like,
everything.
Hey, I'm going to Bali anyway.
Yeah.
So, and everything is going to be planned out
we
and we're doing this.
It.
So if someone, yeah, I kind of, maybe it's like an expectation.
Like it's sexier when they say, back
I
off.
Got it.
I'm going to handle it. I'm an I got you guy. Like, I'm going to handle this for you. Like, that's sexy to us in a way. How do you feel about that?
I agree with that 100%.
Yes.
You do you guys take charge? Do you? Are you planners?
Yes.
Okay, so when a guy does it's
so
sexy
nice.
To you because it takes it off.
It is.
Yeah. For a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's hot. Like
I do feel like that. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to plan everything.
No.
I always plan everything.
God, we go on trips with our friends and stuff, and it's always her and I just, like, planning this and that and that. And sometimes it's just like... We
can
just want to follow the leaders, too. Tell me where to go meet the car. We don't have to contact the car. Like, you guys just tell us, like, where we go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we'll be out of town or the country, and they're like, all right, we need an Uber. And I'm like, bitch, call an Uber.
Her and I literally will stand.
I'm sorry,
here's what looks. Yeah. All the people around us are going like this, and we're like, did anybody call them?
You guys, it's so bad that we get in the elevator and we just
and we do
stand
like
there.
This. Nobody even pushes the button. We'll just stand there. And we're like,
it's like, did you guys press the button? No, we thought you did.
And we're like, okay, let's get our phones out and handle everything.
Oh boy,
it's so fun.
You know what? We travel well together.
I'm hearing from this though, when you're talking about the guys, is that like I feel like I'm very much like both of you. I think we all are actually very similar.
Yeah.
That we use a lot of our masculine energy to plan, to do, because masculine energy like does. It like gets shit done. And so when we're with a man, we want him to kind of take some of that masculine and we want that to like be able to bring out our feminine energy.
Who's just like, I'm going to hold your hand and you guide me wherever I need.
Yes, it's like a little shift of power. Like, okay, I don't want to be the boss right now.
Yes.
Here you go. Like, take charge.
I also tell her, like, in real life, because I feel like we're leaders, like regular life, in the flesh, we're leaders and like we're really strong personalities, which just sounds like you guys are too, but like in the bedroom,
oh my God,
let's go. Like, you're the leader now, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that's nice. I mean, I like to take charge sometimes.
I will, but like it's fun to like not always be the person doing that.
I agree.
I feel like.
Yeah. Toss me around a little.
Like you said, throw you against the wall.
Yeah.
All
right. But then, like, other times, it kind of depends on our mood, right? Like, don't fucking come in and crash my shower.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you think about this?
Yeah, George.
Crashing a shower or
like,
what?
You crash like, I'm trying to shower.
In the middle of it. And it's a hair wash day.
Do not mess with me on those days.
Sometimes I feel bad for the guys because it's like, well, fuck, is she going to lose her shit if I... Like, they're trying to be spontaneous, and you're like, it's not the time.
Not right now,
like, I got soap in my eye now. Like, get the fuck out of
here. Would you go interrupt somebody's shower?
I mean, no. That's not something that I enjoy doing anyways. I'm like... This shit is water's getting in my fucking eyes. I got bad enough eyes as it is. So when water gets in my eyes.
So what you're saying, George, is you don't like shower sex. That's what we're hearing.
You no golden showers it. Either?
No.
Start and exit.
Golden showers inside a shower. Oh. Is it really a golden shower? You know? It just happens.
Too clean.
George, cut that right quick. Okay. All right, on to number 11, the last one.
Okay.
Eat whatever the heck you want. I am a pizza addict, just so that's out there. Obsession in life. It's the best thing ever invented. Do you guys eat whatever you want? Do you do like the salad ordering? Are you just like,
you want the Wagyu?
Yeah.
I don't know if either
do
of you
get the waffles?
Or do you? Or you're like, oh, I feel a little bad. Like, this is expensive, so I'm going to go with this option.
Are you careful?
No,
about
I get whatever I want. I eat whatever I want.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would love a good filet mignon, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say old me would be like, what's the cheapest thing on this menu?
Okay.
But that was like... Different me.
Not only cheapest, but did you worry about like, I need to eat a salad, not a pizza?
No.
Like, you never worried about that? It was just price?
No, it was always just price. Like, if I was at somewhere expensive, I'd be like, okay, where's like a middle ground? Even when I go on business trips and I don't have to pay for it all, it's a corporate account. Yeah. And I'm like looking at the menu and I'm like, oh my God, this is like, you know, like a $300 meal. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, what's... Is there an a la carte?
You know,
I was being considerate. Yeah, like I was feeling guilty about that, you know, but like, again, therapy and just learning like that it's okay.
Yeah.
And, but I've never been shy about like, I love food.
And then you're like $60 steak.
Hell yeah.
Then,
60.
Happy.
That's, yeah, she's where like, 60.
She where are you
eating? I don't eat steak. I'm vegetarian.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Are you going to Outback or Chili's?
I mean, it depends where you're at.
If you go to Mastro's, it's like,
No.
A couple.
No.
Like berries.
Oh, it can be like, it could be like $1,000.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
No, not used to that. You would do that?
What, that $1,000
steak?
I've never had $1,000 steak.
Oh, okay.
Me neither.
What's the most expensive steak you guys have had? Hold on.
Like $100 maybe?
Oh, no, I've definitely had a lot more expensive steak than that. Like at a restaurant where it's like you get it by the ounce, right? So you only get like a little sliver and they bring you like a whole like
$500?
Like probably like $600 or $700.
It's like maybe a Japanese Wagyu.
Yes.
Guys.
Yeah, when I was in I was in the Philippines and that we were being hosted. Yeah. So we were guests and he was like, does everyone like, you know, steak and meat? And I'm like, yes. I wouldn't have picked it, but he picked it for me, and I was so fucking grateful because I wanted to try it so bad.
Was it good?
It was amazing.
$600?
It like melts in your mouth.
Oh, God. Yes.
I mean, so.
But then you just digest it, and it's $600 coming right out into the toilet.
I mean, it wasn't my $600.
It was, yeah, valid. So, valid. Funny how that happened.
I would eat a $600 pizza. I okay, mean, so,
wow. Do they make one of those?
If I must. Truffles. I don't know. Let's find one in the world.
They have like whole truffles all over them. Those are so expensive.
Okay.
All right. Truffle pizza.
New goal. Let's go. Bali. All right,
next time Bali. We're in Italy.
All right. Now we're going to play our little game, shall we? I'm so excited. Okay. Should we blindfold them?
Oh.
This might, No, I don't want to mess up.
Okay, we can't mess up your weekend. All right, well,
Okay, yeah. So we're going to have you guys close your eyes. Okay. We're going to read off a statement.
Okay.
And then you guys point. So
to yourself.
You either point to yourself or you point to your friend. And we're going to see how well you guys
know one
another. And
then we're going to play it while you're playing it point to each other.
Okay.
All right, you do the
first. But then you guys, we want you guys to open your eyes after so you can see.
Okay.
Each question.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So the first one is, whose personality is stronger?
Once you point, then you can open.
That's a hard one. Shit. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess
open.
We can open. Wait, hold on. Did we both pick you?
Yes. They both picked her.
We picked ourselves.
Yeah, we picked ourselves.
Okay. Next, you might as well keep your eyes open. Ready?
Oh, okay. God.
Who's kinkier in bed?
Oh. Gosh, you guys.
Oh my gosh. Open.
All right, next.
Everyone thinks that they're like the kinkiest in bed. Okay. Who's likely to get pregnant first?
Ooh. Oh. Is there like a no on this one?
Whoa. Whoa. Nope.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You could do the X. That's fine.
But she to pick one or the other. I'm not picking myself over that.
Oh, I thought there was a no answer. I thought she said we could do
You can, yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. If you're like, there's absolutely no
then
way, then you can X.
He's, he's voting two now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. We're going to have to start to vote.
You got a point for one of the four, okay?
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Wait. So you think she's likely to get pregnant?
And she X'd it?
I was like, not happening. I mean, if I had to pick one or the other, I just thought, not me.
So she just threw it on you.
I thought negative. All right. Ready, guys? Who's more likely to run away with a guy and say, peace out to this life?
Oh.
Ah! George, gotcha! Girls, points.
Come on, girls.
Go! Peace out to this life.
Oh,
you're right! You did the same one!
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Lenny's like, audio host.
Take me away. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Take me to an island, baby.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Who is more likely to leave their wallet at home?
Ooh.
You never have it on you. Thank you, George.
Clearly not the one that pays for everything.
Yeah, I pay for everything, clearly.
Did we answer already?
Yes.
Oh. You again.
Okay, always have my phone. Thank God for Apple Pay.
Yeah, agreed.
Right.
She just, like, my phone has my wallet, like, on it. So she's always like, it's on my wallet. And I'm like, how convenient.
You know what's funny about that? I left my wallet in the hotel, and here's my key card and my debit card in the back of my phone right now.
I need to be better about that.
Yeah.
Because I don't like carrying a purse.
I didn't want to carry one today.
So that's a great idea. So I know that I'm always going to have my phone, so I can just like put it back here.
Slide it in the back.
Yeah.
And then she pays for me, and then I'm like, I'll just Venmo you or PayPal you.
We make it work.
She's like, let me guess, you forgot your wallet.
always though. In Hawaii, she never had her wallet. Okay. Who's more likely to be in bed early on a Friday night?
Badoom.
You're pointing to me, George? I'm the party animal.
Does in bed working on a Friday
night? Yes.
I guess, yeah.
You're good.
In the bed. All right, Dale. Well, we added a few extras. Are you ready for
I'm
these?
I'm ready.
All right, these are... Not PG. Here we go. Who will wear vibrating panties in public?
Oh my gosh, do you have them
on? Are you pointing at George? Look at George's all four.
Okay, so I've never owned vibrating panties.
I haven't either, but I would.
But I know she would do it.
Would you guys like a little story real quick?
Ooh, yes.
Say it really fast. So I was at a job, the World Series of Poker to be exact, and I have vibrating panties. And it was my first time trying them, and you could do the remote control from like far away. And that thing malfunctioned. While all the poker players were around me, also like 8 executives in front of me, and I had like an AirPod in my ear, and I was like, abort, 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 abort the fucking mission, abort the shit. And it was not being aborted because there was no way to do it because it was malfunctioning, and all you could hear in the chair was bzzz, and they were all just staring at me, and I was like this. Abort the fucking
Harmony,
mission.
Your vagina is vibrating. Get out of here.
Yes, that's what it was like. And I couldn't very well put my hand down my pants to pull it out. So it was, shouldn't we be documenting this? But that's what happened. And I called her and I was like, don't know what to do. I'm stuck. And it's just going off. So be careful. Test it before you go into work and try that. So,
do you think the client's going to have you back?
I'm gonna say yes. It was entertaining. I'm entertaining, that's for sure. I was just giggling up front, and while everybody was looking at me, I was like, okay, stop. So that was fun.
Okay, last one. Who is more likely to forget their panties?
Ooh. Well, I'm not wearing any today.
I'm gonna be honest. Sometimes I hate panties.
Me too.
They're uncomfortable. If they're laced, they're like, oh, this looks sexy.
You need air. It's not healthy to always wear them, I feel like.
It's not healthy.
It's not healthy. Like free it. Free ball.
Yeah, free ball. I like to work out with no panties.
Oh, I haven't tried that one yet. But
like, I'll leave and I'm like, fuck, I forgot my panties again. Or we'll go on a trip and I'm like, damn, I didn't fucking pack chonies.
Oh my God, some guy that I was dating, like, I go to the tanning bed and, like, I just put the sweats on and, like, a loose tee because it's easy to take it off, go in the tanning bed, right? Well, after that, I had to go to a job. It was for Super Bowl, and they put me in like a ref outfit. Gosh. And the guy that I was dating was so pissed at me when I told him I forgot to put underwear on because I just went straight from the tanning bed. He acted like I did that on purpose. And I was like, I did this on purpose when I'm wearing a small ref outfit.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. And
Did you work the whole job without panties?
The whole fucking job.
Were you like... Job. Very
you guys,
stiffly
it was
walking.
Shorter than this dress.
Were you like very, very careful, like robot movements?
I tried
Do you think
to be.
Anyone saw your vagina?
Oh my God.
I think it's most likely they did. And I got yelled at
hopefully
by this guy.
Hopefully they were all drunk and they were like, what am I saying?
By the way, that was the last time this guy and I spoke because we were done after that.
You're like,
bye, Eric. Bye. Eric's out.
I agree with you on that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't date Eric's.
No,
don't date Eric's and don't date Steve's. Ever. Ever. Don't. I'm
you know what? That's funny. I would actually have to agree that once you date someone and then you have a bad experience, the name is like a trigger and you're like,
thank you.
It's been multiple names, though, with those two names.
God.
Do not do it, guys. I'm telling you. Bad
one
energy.
Is enough for me.
Yeah.
Names carry vibrations. Like the letters in your name, I believe it carries vibrations. Mm. Do not date Eric's with a K.
Oh my God, Harmony.
Or Steve. All right. Okay. That's all my advice for the day. We're done. Now we're going to wrap it up. Okay.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Shout out to our sponsor today, Lux Lashes.
We love
Lux. So we're going to send you guys some lashes from Lux.
You guys, they're the
best.
Thank
you.
Yeah, she's a woman-owned business and one of my favorites.
She's local. She has so many different pre-maps. She has some that you can cut specifically to your lashes, like all different sizes. And howitzer, of course, we love.
Yes, howitzer. We should get you guys some flannels. Howitzer.
We live in them.
We are going to, we need to get you guys some flannels.
Yeah.
Flannels and lashes.
Perfect.
Yeah, and Lonnie, sounds always. Great.
Thank you guys so much for having us. Shout out to Sticky Paws and my favorite producer ever, George.
George. In the house. Thanks, George.
We love you, George.
In real.
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Joining us.
Thanks for
Thank
having
you.
Us.
Of course.
Woohoo!
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.